The wounds of the sexual abuse crisis in USA Gymnastics remain, even after the suicide of one of the men at the center of that scandal. John Getter died by suicide yesterday, according to Michigan's attorney general, who just hours earlier had charged him with dozens of crimes related to the abuse, including human trafficking. Getter was close with Larry Nassar, the former USA Gymnastics team doctor, who was convicted of dozens of cases of sexual abuse in 2018 and sentenced to life in prison. Rachel Denhollander was the first woman to publicly accuse Nassar of sexual abuse back in 2016, and she joins us now. Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the charges here. Michigan's attorney general surprised some by including charges of human trafficking. What was your reaction to those charges?
I'm very grateful for the incredible work that the attorney general put in and just the willingness to really pursue justice and to look at the reality of what Getter was doing. The human trafficking charges actually related to Getter's own abuse and the financial benefit he derived from his athletes that he was beating and starving. And I think this is something we need to grapple with far more often, is what we can do legally to hold abusers accountable for the incredible devastation that they've caused.
Well, the scope of these charges suggests a level of abuse and an even wider attempt to cover it up than has been previously reported. If it isn't too painful to talk about, would you help us understand what role John Getter played in the abuse you suffered and the abuse you were witness to?
So John was Larry Nassar's good friend. They went way back to well before John even owned the gym named Twist Stars that really made him famous. And Larry was the team physician for Twist Stars. And so it really created this perfect dynamic, this perfect storm, where John would be the physically abusive, emotionally abusive coach, you know, picking his athletes up and throwing them at times, throwing equipment at them, forcing them to train on catastrophic injuries, going so far as to tell them routinely to kill themselves, starving his athletes. And what that did is it allowed Larry to come in as the doctor and essentially role play as the safe person. The person who could be trusted. And so these gymnasts of John's, as they were experiencing this horrific abuse from Getter, would find refuge in Larry. Larry would bring them food. Larry would be the person who appeared to care about their injuries. But in reality, he was using that as a cover to sexually assault gymnasts at Twist Stars gym every day. And we have a lot of reason to believe that John knew what was going on. Yeah, there's an instance where he walked in while Larry was abusing a young gymnast and made a vulgar remark about how badly her back must have hurt for her to be receiving that kind of treatment. He allowed Larry to treat gymnasts in a closed back room in the gym with a papered over window. But that's really a dynamic that is stereotypical for USAG. The level of abuse that is taking place in this sport from Olympic coaches all the way down to club level coaches has been an open secret for decades.
After Getter's death was reported, you tweeted, quote, "So much pain and grief for everyone. To the survivors, you have been heard and believed, and we stand with you. Thank you for telling the truth. What you have done matters. Please stay safe. You are loved and wanted here," end quote. What have you been hearing, Rachel, from other survivors about the charges and now about Getter's death by suicide?
So I want to be careful not to disclose any confidences from other survivors. Their stories are their own. But, you know, we have the same dynamics here that you would have in any kind of situation where there's been this kind of extensive trauma. There's just great devastation at how long it took for Getter to be held responsible for his crimes. The fact that his behavior was known for decades and no one cared enough to do anything about it until just now. There's great devastation, the fact that these survivors are not going to get their day in court. Yeah, they put their lives on hold to participate with this criminal investigation. And so my heart is just really grieved for them, but also hoping that they're able to hold on to the truth about the incredible change that they've created. They have stopped an abuser, and they're dismantling the systems that enabled him, and that's a very powerful thing.
The Michigan Attorney General is still investigating Michigan State University, and a press release from her office yesterday notes that the investigation, quote, "remains inconclusive. As many as 6,000 documents in the possession of the university have not been released," end quote. Rachel, how can that be? And what do you still hope to see from these investigations as they continue?
Yeah, that's the question all of us are asking. How can that be? How can we be 4 years down the road and Michigan State University is still prioritizing money over the safety of their current students and over the safety of the survivors who underwent such trauma to shine a light on what was going on? You know, the worst sexual assault scandal in sports history took place on their campus, and they still care more about money than they do about answers and about healing for the survivors. They don't want to risk losing insurance proceeds. That's abominable, and it's unconscionable.
Watching these legal proceedings grind on and all that's happened here must be incredibly difficult for you and so many others. Do you feel, Rachel, that justice is being served for all the pain that has been caused?
Absolutely not. Because the reality is that the systems and the leaders that enabled these abusers have yet to take any responsibility for what's taken place. You know, we're not expecting the most basic things from these leaders. I've got 4 young kids, and when one of my kids does something that hurts another child, I require them to go through a very specific process. You identify what went wrong, you acknowledge the damage that you caused, and you ask what needs to happen moving forward. And yet the grown adults of Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics can't do the most basic things that we require of our children.
That is Rachel Denhollander, the first woman to accuse Larry Nassar, the former USA Gymnastics team doctor, of sexual abuse back in 2016. She's author of the memoir, What is a Girl Worth? Rachel, I appreciate your voice so much. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.